Avizandum. In Scots law, this term describes the careful consideration given by the judge before an important decision. Join me each week as we explore various topics from a spiritual perspective and take matters avizandum. Like many of you, as a child, I was taught to be respectful to those who were older than I was. Be respectful to teachers, to police officers, to parents. In fact, just about to everyone. Children and students didn't refer to older people by their first name, but used Mr. or Mrs. or Miss. When I was a student at Edinburgh University, the professors in the small group seminars, consisting of about 10 students or so, never called us by our first names. So the erudite professor or well-known practicing attorney would address me, a young law student, as Mr. Munro. When I think back, they were training us to be respectful, as in law courts there was a formality and certainly a respect for the judge. It also communicated to us that we were now grown up and had to act as adults. Our childhood was behind us and we were now treated seriously. We never would have thought of calling our professors by their first name. I realise things have changed and I'm not necessarily advocating for the formality of the past. But being respectful is a very biblical concept. This past Sunday, I preached on 1 Peter 2, verses 13 through 17. There, Peter exhorts his readers in the first century to honour everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honour the emperor. Consider the injunction that we are to honour, to respect everyone. That's quite a wide, sweeping command. But then, is not everyone made in the image of God? What a difference it would make in our society if we all respected everyone. Can you imagine a presidential debate where those participating spoke respectfully to their opponent and to the questioners? Imagine a society where we didn't look down on one another and treated everyone with respect. Imagine a society where we showed respect to law enforcement officers and obeyed their commands. Can you imagine schools where students treated their teachers with respect and where teachers treated every student with respect? I subscribe to The Economist magazine and love their obituaries, which are usually brilliantly written. A recent one referred to Elmore Nicholbury, who died on December 30, aged 92. I mentioned it in the past Sunday's message. Much of what I'm going to say is quoted from the obituary. Elmore Nicholbury was one of the last striking sanitation workers of the 1986 strike in Memphis with about 1,300 others. He was a sanitation worker and was given no overshoes, uniforms or rain suits and couldn't use the depot's bathroom or shower as he was a black man. By the end of the day, he stank so badly that he couldn't ride the bus. His pay? $1.65 an hour for a 9-hour day. On the strike march, the police had yelled, "Get off the sidewalk, boy." Mr. Nicholbury said it was the word "boy" that hurt him more than anything. "Do this, boy. Over here, boy." As a sanitation worker, he also heard, "Hey, garbage man." A young man thought up the slogan for the strikers that simply said, "I am a man." They marched silently, holding up the message, "I am a man." Martin Luther King came to support the strike and things changed. Elmore Nicholbury never forgot that Dr. King had come from out of town to fight for them. Thanks to him, the kicked around boys had become men, and more than men, because with him, they had climbed the mountain and glimpsed the promised land. Quite convicting, isn't it? I ask myself, do I treat everyone with respect? Are there people in society that I ignore or don't want to talk to or look down on? We want our children and students to be respectful, but this command in Scripture is for everyone. Speak respectfully of those in authority, including the president and the former president. Honor everyone, as everyone is made in the image of God. Avizandum.
You're listening to the weekly Avizandum podcast from The Verdict, featuring Pastor John Munro. John is senior pastor at Calvary Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Listen to John's daily program, The Verdict, on broadcast radio or major podcast platforms. For more information about The Verdict Ministry, visit us online at calvarychurch.com/theverdict.